football on Off the Ball.
It's a hammer blow for the league in many ways. Damien Duff and Champions League football sounds great together.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The news round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
And our number is 0879 180 180 and our WhatsApp is melting down this evening in the most positive way. Brian in Leakslip has been in touch to say good luck to Johnny. He'll be missed, but if he feels like the time is right, honesty of effort is your starting point. He put in quotes there as well. Declan said, thank you, Mr. Giles, for the years of wisdom. Best of luck for the future. Patrick says, Giles, Dunphy and Bill were the dream team. Thanks for the memories, John. And John in Limerick's been in touch to say, Johnny Giles, absolute class. Enjoy the break. On YouTube as well, the comments are flying in. John Giles will be massively missed. His insights and views on the sport are genuinely one of a kind. Nobody comes close, says Tommy Morgan. Richie Cahill, a very good evening to you.
Hi, how are you?
A sad day.
No, it is, particularly for those of us who, like yourself and Nathan mentioned, the afternoon phone calls, the kind of pre-interviews with John in the afternoon. I'd done a rake of Thursdays on here and they were always, always, always the highlight of presenting those nights because, let's just say, they were a little bit more, I don't know, fruity sometimes than what would make air eventually. John had a way of curbing the stronger opinions and bringing them there come 7:30. But no, just getting to, geez, like for as long as I've been watching football, like, and you know, that goes back an awful long time now, he's been there. And that quote that Nathan had about him shaping the way football is talked about in this country, it is like, it's 100% true. The discussion about football in this country and about how we look at it, how we, you know, interact with it on a day-to-day basis is 100% informed by the work that Tim O'Connor did as head of sport out there in RTE in hiring Dunphy and Giles and latterly Liam Brady and Bill obviously as the host, and then to have him here for the last quarter of a century almost has been remarkable. Like, again, I hate to say like the best bits are off air because that sounds really, I don't know, like we're excluding the listener or something like that, and I apologise for that, but there was one last year where I just got a candid photo of him just sitting there talking to me about a match that was on. It would have been obviously one of the Euros games. And then in the 2018 World Cup, and I'm sorry if I'm gone on, I think it was the Russia-Croatia quarterfinal. He was sat out in the office outside while we were waiting, as you mentioned, for him to come on air. And at one point, Luka Modric played a pass and John just applauded. And I was like, wow. I'm just like the bar that cleared for John to literally outwardly show his love for what Modric was doing on that night. And Modric was a wizard during that World Cup and beyond. Like, he loves football. Like, it's his very heartbeat, his very essence is football. And to think that we won't have him here on air is indeed very sad. But like you say, it gets to be his call. He's called a shot and he's decided to go out when he's wanted to.
Yeah, feels like John Giles feels like an extended member of your family in some ways, because for people of our generation watching on, like Richie said, he was always there with the three lads on television. And then here on Off the Ball, you could set your watch the time that he was on every Thursday. And it was something just, aside from his obvious, unbelievable insight into football, just very comforting that John Giles was there every Thursday.
He's elemental.
Yeah.
Like, he's absolutely elemental to this country. That there's like, there's the sky, there's the sea, there's the land, there's John Giles. Like, it's just a fact of life. And it shouldn't be understated as well, his work in football. Like, an incredible footballer, yes. As a manager, he brought an air of professionalism that had never been there to the Republic of Ireland set up beforehand. He should be commended for that. He dragged them out of the dark ages. He helped with the search for managers. He, at West Brom, doesn't get enough credit for how he brought through players of colour while he was manager there.
And
Ron Atkinson gets everything. John deserves it because he was bringing them through as well. He had a huge hand in Brendan Batson and Laurie Cunningham's development there in particular. And again, people like Peter Beardsley, like he invigorated the career of Peter Beardsley in Vancouver. He spotted him, thought he was a player and brought him over there to Canada to the NASL at the time. Like, just an incredible football, Brian. And I will genuinely miss chatting to him.
Yeah, just don't mention the selection committee to John Giles. That's rule number
86.
One. Yeah. Remember, August 14th, Thursday night, we're going to have a night of celebration for him. It's going to be in Dublin Sugar Club. And just keep an eye on all of our social channels, at Off the Ball, to keep an eye on how you can get tickets to that. The tributes keep on coming in this evening, 0879 180 180. Alan's been in touch to say, a great football man. Started listening to him on old First Division games on RTE on a Saturday afternoon back in the mid-80s. I've enjoyed his insight on football the last 30 years. Different gravy to all the rubbish on English TV. Thanks for the memories, Johnny. Enjoy your retirement. Alan says, we'll all miss John Giles from the airwaves. What an absolute gentleman and a footballing legend. And JP says, we'll miss him, an absolute legend. So you can keep those coming in throughout the evening. You'll get to them over the course of Thursday nights Off the Ball. Now, the news round is here with UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action. Cathal, where are we starting this
Let's start with football only. Republic of Ireland senior women's team take on the world's top side in an international friendly in the early hours of tomorrow morning. The girls in green are in Colorado for a meeting with the United States from 2 a.m. Irish time. Katie McCabe and Denise Sullivan are among the players absent for the visitors. The Irish manager Carla Ward says, though, that the result is not everything tonight.
It's going to be difficult. I think anyone around the world finds it difficult to beat the US. I'm well aware of the, you know, the history between the two sides and 16 times playing, 16 wins for the US, only one goal scored for Ireland. So, yeah, look, we know it's going to be difficult. The result is not what we're going after. It's more continuing the process, continuing building on what we're doing. So, look, we'd be foolish to sit here and say the aim is to go and win the games of football. We have to look bigger than that. We have to look at where we're at, what we've been building, and continue that.
Yeah, 2 a.m. tonight they are playing. Should have said earlier on as well that Richie McCormack was the brains behind that brilliant montage you heard at the top of this hour. It's if you're just joining us, it is up on our social channels right now. You should listen back to that. It's absolutely amazing. Danny Max been in touch to say, Limerick hurling losing, Giles retiring, week from hell for me. He's been in touch on YouTube, so you can also watch us on YouTube and comment there as well. Liverpool have completed another big signing, Cathal.
They have. They've made another summer signing after confirming the arrival today of defender Milos Kerkez. The Hungary international moves to Anfield from Bournemouth in a deal worth a reported €47 million. He joins fellow new signings Jeremy Frimpong and Florian Wirtz at the home of the Premier League champions. Elsewhere today, Cristiano Ronaldo has signed a new two-year contract with Saudi Arabian club Al Nassr. The 40-year-old Portugal forward joined the club from Manchester United back in December of 2022.
The Lions then?
Yeah, they've named their team for the match against Western Force in Perth on Saturday. Dan Sheehan is set to captain the Lions in that game. He's one of eight Irish players in the side. Gary Ringrose, James Lowe, Joe McCarthy and Josh van der Fleer all have been lined to start, as are Tadhg Furlong, Tadhg Byrne and Mac Hansen. Ronan Kelleher, Andrew Porter and Jack Conan are among the replacements.
Yeah, big moment for Dan Sheehan leading out the Lions this weekend. Bad news for even the most optimistic of Dublin fans.
Dublin's Chris Crummie has had his red card against Limerick in last weekend's All-Ireland hurling quarter-final upheld. It means he'll be suspended for his side's semi-final meeting with Cork on Saturday week. Crummie was dismissed in the first half of last Saturday's match for a challenge on Limerick's Gearóid Hegarty. Gary Mohan has been included in the Monaghan matchday squad for Saturday's All-Ireland football quarter-final against Donegal. He's been struggling with injury in recent weeks, but is fit enough to take his place amongst the substitutes. Jack McCarron is listed to start at corner forward. And after last night's news, Mayo are searching for a new football manager after the county board brought an end to Kevin McStay's 3 years in charge. The decision to relieve the management team of their duties was made at a meeting in Castlebar last night.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal stuff from a Mayo standpoint. The search now begins for their successor to Kevin McStay and his management team. Just not on the Chris Crummie thing, is there one more committee they can go to it all? Is there done the CHC, I believe? Is there one more super body that they can go to before
the,
next week?
The DRA, isn't there?
The DRA.
Dispute Resolution Authority.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, absolutely. There's another hurdle to jump. Like, again, who knows what case they can put forward. We've seen Dublin come off the better of those late night hearings before.
Yeah,
in football, true, actually, in particular. Yeah. So, there's every chance that could well be overturned late on.
We have a change at the top of Cricket Ireland.
Yeah, they've confirmed that Chief Executive Officer Warren Jutram is to step down from his role in August. He's been at the helm for 19 years, and during that time, Ireland were awarded full member test status of the International Cricket Council. Cricket Ireland say they've begun a comprehensive and thorough recruitment process to select the next CEO.
Basically overseeing the greatest days in Irish cricket.
He has, it is the rarity in Irish sport that somebody who is in charge of a national governing body has been 100% brilliant at their job almost from start to finish. Like, I'm sure there's probably people embedded in cricket who'll pick out flaws, but in the overall superstructure of Irish cricket, Warren Jutram's job that he's done over the past nearly two decades has been incredible, like absolutely incredible, and he deserves every bit of credit for going out as well tonight for what he's done for Irish cricket over the years.
Yeah, for sure. Jay in Tipperary has been in touch to say, to tell you how good John Giles is, my wife who doesn't like football loved listening to John Giles on a Thursday evening. His enthusiasm for the game literally gripped the nation. Thanks, John. We've got time maybe for one or two more, Carl.
Just an update on the golfers in action. Seamus Power, one over par on day one at the Rocket Classic on the PGA Tour. Minwoo Lee is the leader there on 9 under par. Conor Purcell then on the DP World Tour in action at the Italian Open. He carded an opening round of level par 70. Dan Bradbury the leader there on 6 under par. Anna Foster is best of the Irish on 3 under par on day one of the German Masters. That's on the Women's European Tour. That's 2 shots off the lead. And on the LPGA Tour, Leona Maguire is currently in action at the Dow Championship in Michigan. That's a team event she's playing alongside Jennifer Kupcho. They're 1 under through 9, the leaders there on 4 under par.
Did you have a bit on Faith Kipyegon?
Yes, we do. The 4-minute mile attempt this evening wrapped up, what, about 15 minutes ago, and Faith Kipyegon posted a time of 4 minutes 6.91 seconds, so narrowly missed out on becoming the first woman to break the 4-minute mile mark.
It was a big Nike ad, that, though, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
It was on Nike's channel. There was a big Nike thing in the centre of the field. She's obviously advertising the Nike runners that are going to get her, well, she thought anyway, past 4 minutes, but not to be.
No, Sonny O'Sullivan has been writing about this over the past few years, about how far away we actually could be from this. She's been sceptical, I think it's fair to say, in all her writing about how close even Kipyegon could get to it. And I guess her scepticism kind of came true in that attempt this evening. We are going to be speaking to Sonia next this evening on the show. She was watching that as well earlier on in Paris.
Legends night.
Legends night, indeed. Yeah. Speaking of, Richie Hogan's going to join us after 8 o'clock in studio. And then we'll go from legends to, I don't know what you'd call them, but the crappy quiz is coming up from 9 to 10 this evening.
Decidedly not legends.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, your words. Well, I am
stand
involved,
by them.
So, yeah. I mean, I can't really
I
call myself a legend.
I'm just there.
Richie McCormack, thank you for this. Cheers. This evening. Colin Mullany, thank you.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had this.
But then the 2005 year when we beat Kerry in the final, I remember there was almost a feeling of disappointment that this team couldn't have played more. Even winning the final, I remember feeling, oh God, it's sad this team's going to be broken up, because you even knew it there and then that this team was going to be something that we'd never see again, and I don't think we did.
And we also had this.
They brought the All-Ireland to the primary school when I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
And I was about 18 months old and 73, if you can do the math, and my hand was on it, and they told my mother, oh, he'll hurl for Limerick.
Hey.
Which she always thought was hilarious as I was growing up.
She laughed too much.
Yeah. First laugh I gave her, yeah.
Catch up now elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning when Off the Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.
The News Round on Off the Ball
with UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.